This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Voters in Kalamazoo will decide whether to approve a series of proposed changes to the city charter on November 4th. They would, among other things, change the way that Kalamazoo's mayor is elected and the terms for city commissioners. We're going to discuss those proposed amendments to the city charter with Mark Fricke, who's the chairman of the Kalamazoo Planning Commission, and former Kalamazoo City Commissioner and Vice Mayor Al Heilman. These two gentlemen wrote op-eds for the Kalamazoo Gazette, Mr. Fricke supporting those changes and Mr. Heilman opposing them. We're going to try to continue the conversation here. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mark Fricke, I'll begin with you. Why don't you just lay out a case as to why voters in Kalamazoo should approve these changes when they find them on the ballot November 4th?
Well, I think the important thing that we're looking at is that Kalamazoo is growing and changing and becoming a much different community than it has been in the past. And as a result, we're putting new demands on our elected leaders, the mayor, the city commissioner, even the paid staff that we have, the city manager, new requirements on them. So our expectations of what a mayor does now is quite different than the expectations we had when under Fran Hamilton or some of the previous mayors. We're expecting our mayor to go to Lansing and to meet with our legislators there and hopefully try to bring funds and development here, to go to Washington and meet with folks in Washington to do the same thing. Our city commissioners are faced with increasing challenges regarding youth violence, economic development, many of the things that are challenging our city. By looking at these changes, what we're going to be doing is giving the resources to our elected officials to finally do something about that and giving them the opportunity to voice how they are going to address those issues and how they can get some resolution to them without constantly every 2 years having to be readdressing and redoing and going back again. And it's giving some authority to the voters to be able to say whether they're doing the job or not, and whether or not they are able to articulate what it is they want to do for the city. So it's really for both the voters and for our elected officials. To me, as a voter, it's most important to the voters, because we finally have that opportunity.
Al Heilman, can you tell us why you think voters should reject these proposed amendments to the city charter?
Sure. Thank you very much, Gordon, for the opportunity to talk about my favorite subject, and that is our city and my city. We have a city manager form of government, and the city manager form of government is where the manager handles the operations of the city. Our mayor, vice mayor, and commissioners are elected en masse, so to speak, everybody at the same time. The highest vote getter is the mayor, and the second is vice mayor. However, they're ceremonial. We're not a strong mayor form of government. We need that control in that way, because the city manager form replaced a strong mayor or a mayor that had potential power, and it got rid of many of the things that used to happen in the way of using, not wanting to use the word of payola, but patronage. And when you have a strong mayor or a mayor separately elected, we don't have that. We have the potential for patronage. One of the things that was mentioned, and I understand where Mark is coming from, but on the commission that I've served on, the mayor and the commissioners spread out the work volume of ribbon cutting and all of those things. So those are some perks for the commissioners. And we'll go on down. There are some other areas that I'd like to point out, but I'm very much opposed to it. There hasn't been a groundswell. And that, to me, is a very strong indication. This is evolved over since, I believe somebody said 1995, maybe 98, and it's just getting here. There was no community meetings on this issue. It was brought to the commission and set to the voter. But let's move on, and then I'll continue.
Well, let's talk about that idea of a strong mayor. Mark Fricke, is there any sort of intent here that the mayor is, since it's being separately elected, does the mayor do anything more under this new charter than the mayor does now?
First, let me be very clear. I would strongly oppose a strong mayor system in the city of Kalamazoo for a number of reasons. And one of the reasons why I support this particular idea is that it does not create any sort of a strong mayor. quite the opposite. What it's doing is allowing more resources for our city manager, more stability, because when a mayor is elected separately, they must articulate how they view our city and what it is they want to do and how the city can move forward. The city commissioners themselves must also do that. They must articulate and give a clear vision. That's going to allow our city manager the ability to understand where our community wants to go through its elected officials. And by providing four-year terms for our commissioners, it provides stability for our city manager. They're allowed then to work to completion on these ideas and not really only spend 18 months before they have to turn right around, campaign again, turn right around, go right into a budget, and have changeover and turnover. So it does not change that. It is not unique to have a separately elected mayor and a strong city manager. Quite the opposite. Kalamazoo is the only city in the state of Michigan, over 35,000 residents, that elects their mayor the way that we do. Every other community has a separately elected mayor.
Or perhaps like Battle Creek, where the mayor is elected by the fellow commissioners.
Right, but we're separately electing our mayor like we do. It's not unique. What we're doing right now is, in a sense, opening up a restaurant, hiring the wait staff, pointing to one of them and say, you're now the manager and you're going to run the restaurant. It doesn't work that way. So what we're doing is allowing the city manager the resources to continue to do his job with a lot more clarity. So that it does not create a strong mayor.
Well, Heilman, you know, we don't have to look far from here, south to Portage. They separately elect their mayor, but they also have a city manager form of government. So what's the slippery slope that takes us from separately electing the mayor to a strong mayor?
My observation would be, the number one is that if you have anybody that's done a nice job, such as the mayor of Portage has done, nobody's going to run against him. There's not any potential unless there is something diametrically wrong happening. And a number of things that I found rather interesting in the proposal, and that is that there's more opportunity for articulation. Seven people can articulate as well as one. In fact, it might be better for one. The other thing is the four-year term, which I'm diametrically opposed to, and that is, you know, going in, you're not neophyte to what the operation has been to run for the commission. I've been honored in this community for 10 years on the County Board of Commissioners. We ran every 2 years. I've been honored by 8 years on the City Commission, one term as Vice Mayor. There was never a collusion. I was a small business owner. I knew going in that I would find time, and I found the time. I think it's an illusion to think that there's not enough for anyone. The other thing is, there has the potential of the mayor assuming and having the illusion that he has much more. We separated out when Barb Larson was mayor. She spread the goodies around, as we called it, so that there wasn't a burden. And I think that's rather important to look at, because otherwise the commission feels out of it. And it did in the last 6 years of my commission that I was on. It's unfortunate, the term of lack of stability. If there's ever been stability, look at our current city commission. There hasn't been much turnover. There hasn't been anything. There hasn't been an uprising of the community wanting change. And what is working quite well, just because there is an illusion that we are different than anybody else, I think that's a plus. We are a very unusual city that's operated very, very well. Our manager does a terrific job, and I'd hate to see that change.
Let me ask you, though, about the possibility that someone runs for city commission and doesn't particularly want to be mayor. I have heard of that happening in the past in Kalamazoo. Is there some advantage to saying if someone wants to be mayor, at least then they have to run for that as opposed to running for a separate city commission seat?
Well, in 40 years in this community, I have not seen that, or almost 50 years. I've been here since 58, and you can look at me as an old goat. But on the other hand, my memory serves me quite well that there hasn't been that problem. When you run for the commission, you know, you can run strong or you can run and throw your name in the hat. I've not known of anybody that became mayor or vice mayor that didn't want to serve that honor. And once again, it's ceremonial. The meetings in Washington and Lansing, those are all on choice. And by that kind of a situation, you do have that opportunity to go and visit with your state and national representatives. But we haven't lost anything in the mix that we've had. I'm finding it most interesting that this is being supported by 9 people financially. There's no groundswell. And the major thing was a huge, slick letter that our mayor sent out by himself. There is a committee, but the committee is maybe, if there are 20 people, but the commission and the planning commission did not go to neighborhood meetings and offer these kinds of things to explain it. It's come on to us. If you don't know, I urge a no vote.
Mark Fricker, you're part of the committee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay. How many people are on it?
There are a number of people. He's correcting his numbers. So, and this, again, this is not being a partisan issue. So saying that it has to be this number of people versus this number of people, I'm certainly not aware of any committee that opposes it. So to say that they only have so many people that are supporting this is indicative of any way of the indication, I think, is maybe a little weak and disjointed. But I think it's important to note, too, that we hear a lot of talk going on about what this means for the commissioners and what they do and how they respond and campaigning. This is about the voters and their opportunity to be clear in what they want. Yes, there is an opportunity for if somebody is elected mayor to decline that position. But there is no opportunity if somebody is elected mayor that the voters do not want to be mayor to have them not get that position. They cannot articulate who they want to lead the city. Right now, with our situation, we have a mayor by default. And we are asked to, as voters, to select 7 people amongst a field that has been as large as 21. That's impossible for the average voter. The groundswell, I think, that occurs does occur. And it occurs every time we have a city commission election. They're just not aware they have options because it's such a complicated process. But we're seeing that. People have to do one of two things. If they say, I want to have this candidate on my city commission, if I want this person to be my mayor, the only way they're able to articulate that vote is to abdicate 6 of their votes on their ballot and just vote for one person. They have to give up their right to vote for an entire city commission. Or if they say there's 2 or 3 that I like, they have to vote for them. If they say there's one person I do not want on the city commission, there's really no way for the voters to articulate that other than to try doing bullet voting.
But let me just stop you there for a moment.
I want to point out, though, it's important that the last election, that has happened. In the last city commission election, the average ballot contained only 5 votes.
But to your point about you can't exclude one, I mean, we're still going to have an at-large election, right? We're going to have 3
right.
seats up. And if there are 10 candidates, it's pretty hard to say, I don't want this one. All you can do is vote for up to 3, right?
Right now, if there's an incumbent who wants to win, all they have to do is come in 7th. We as voters will always get the 7th best candidate. To me, that doesn't sound like a high-quality city commission. If we only elect 3 at a time, we're going to get the top 3 every single time. And for a newcomer to articulate clearly, if there's somebody that we wish to remove from the city commission, only 3 people needed to be winners. We're not talking about a newcomer winning 1 of 7. This gives us the opportunity to take somebody away who hasn't earned the right of incumbency.
Al Heilman, I think you wanted to get in on the question of the committee supporting this. And is there an actual committee which is opposing it, I guess?
Never had time. 2 weeks ago, and the first indication of it was the slick mailer that the mayor sent out. And in 2 weeks' time, this group of people, 7 of them, $500 donations. And I want to mention this because I think it's rather important. 9 people, $250 anonymous, a named individual, a $500 anonymous, a $500 named, a $500 named, a $500 named, another $500. It sure doesn't sound to me like it's a spread of the community wanting to have a issue on the ballot or passed. And then for the mayor alone, which indicates to me that there's something going on in the way of the potential of one person going on and on and on. Our city government has been extremely a clean operation. There hasn't been much of a turnover, and there might be a game out there that somebody says, well, if only three of us vote, then we're going to get the top numbers. That's a game that only happened once in the years that I've been in the city of Kalamazoo, and it goes back to the 60s, if not the 70s, and where there was vote for four and no more. And that's where Mayor Paul Schreer and three other commissioners got on, and they changed the makeup of the commission. But that's a game to be played if somebody wants to have a game. There's not a groundswell. I'm concerned that the changes being offered also have a very convoluted way of vote the mayor and vote the vice mayor, and then there's an election, all kinds of things going on. The community has enough to know and understand our election procedure now, and it's been pretty clean. And the turnover has been good if people wanted to turn over.
Let me, I'll come back to Mark in a moment on some of what you've raised there, but I want to ask you about this question of, you know, if people are only voting on an average for five candidates, is that an indication that maybe trying to learn enough to find seven candidates to vote for is a bit much? And would it be a little easier to try and study and find three candidates that you want to vote for in any given city election?
I find that very undermining of our election system. And that is, if you can't find seven people to vote for, or if you're playing a game of voting for three or two or one, pretty undermining to the system that we have. It's been very successful, and games have not, to my knowledge, and this is news to me, that only five average, but that's a thing that the people running for election should point out and get the people supporting them. My experience has been that we ran independently, not as a group. And if there are group runnings right now, then we should have that pointed out by the media and people running for election. That, to me, is very undermining, and it's the first time that I've heard of anything other than back in the 60s when one time it happened.
I think we've had some situations where two, maybe three candidates have sort of joined forces, and said, you know, that has certainly happened. But Mark Fricke, let's address Al Heilman's point here that there is some sort of a groundswell out there. Is there a demand on the part of the voters saying, you know, we don't particularly like this system, we would like a new system? Do we have evidence that the voters really do want to see a big change?
Well, let's go back to the origins of what we're particularly talking about, which was created by Mayor Larson. She was the one that convened a committee to look into this and explore it. And they spent a year and a half studying it, having public meetings, having open discussions with groups. So it was very well vetted. The chairman of that committee was Bobby Hopewell, who at that time did not serve in any elected capacity with the city. So I'm a little uncomfortable having anyone indicate that Bobby's support of that is somehow indicative of particular individual political game. I'm not here to defend Bobby. I'm here to talk about Bobby. But this was originated long before that career began. So this has been something that I personally have brought forth to the city commission on several occasions without any prompting from anyone else. This is something I felt very strongly about. I've been joined by former city commissioners. Ed Gordon joined me as well, and some others have. It's a process, and it's not an easy process. To me, the stonewalling of bringing this idea before the voters of City of Kalamazoo was more indicative of potential political advantage by not allowing the voters of Kalamazoo to make the decision over how they were going to elect their elected officials. What we've done instead is we back-pocketed it and not allowed anybody to even have this discussion and debate that we're having now.
But yeah, let me ask something. That's a term that you came up with. Who's stonewalling, Mark? It blows my mind as close as I watch our community of any group that is stonewalling bringing anything before. I have no problem with bringing something before, but I also think if the report had come to fruition sometime this year, it certainly didn't get neighborhood inclusion. And to me, that's a stonewalling of putting it before and then dropping it on the community. It's an illusion that there's something going on. My purpose of mentioning the mayor is because the mayor did something that I've never seen before in the city, and that is when you have an issue on the ballot that you do not use a title to support and promote the ballot. Therefore, I felt it's okay that I mentioned that the mayor used his title to promote a ballot issue as mayor of Kalamazoo. In the past, and I think I'm correct in this, any kind of a ballot issue that came before the city did not have the title of any, whether I were commissioner, whether I was vice mayor, and certainly not the mayor. That to me sent to me a signal of some type. And then when I see that there was not a lot of individuals putting in $5 or $10, but $500 in anonymous money, Mark, I'm concerned. What's the big deal that has to go on this? Can't the public just, and then the length of time, like you said, nobody could oppose it because there wasn't time. 2 weeks. 2 weeks before, or maybe 3 weeks before an election. This came out, and it was mailed to our home. So it was a selective mailing. I think it was a mistake sending it to my home.
Oh, you're a voter. Every voter counts. I want to be clarifying. If I use the term stonewalling, that came across as being derogative in any way. I didn't intend it to be that way. But this issue has come before the city commission on at least three occasions. And all three times, they failed to move it ahead to the voters, including the last time in which we actually took eight proposals, including this, and including some housekeeping issues, if you will, came before the city commission. They pulled this part out and allowed the other ones to go before the voters. So this is not something that has been just created out of whole cloth over the past couple of weeks. This is something that has been consistent and remained since that committee put this together that was formed by Mayor Larson. So it has come before the city commission in this form several times, and the city commission has chose not to take action. It is only now that the city commission has decided to allow it to move forward. This is not something that occurred in the past couple of weeks. The city commission approved this back in the spring to allow this to go before the voters. It's been discussed. It's been open. I've attended the meetings and the work sessions that these were discussed in. The public was allowed to attend them just like anyone else. It was reported about in the newspapers. This is not any kind of a great secret. And to feel like having 2 weeks to put together a campaign, if you will, it requires money. And if that means we have to ask for greater amounts from individuals in order to accomplish that in a shorter period of time, so be it. But to say that this side is bad because they've got money from people and we're good because we couldn't and didn't have the time, I think is a little ignominious as to what we're trying to accomplish.
I'm sorry you took that because yes. I'm not offended by the money put in. I'm offended by the groundswell of people at $5, $10, and $20 instead of 10 people raising $3,000 to put an issue before the community, and by virtue of the fact that the community did not get neighborhood proposal. It all came through the commission at the commission dais, as I'm understanding it, because I follow it. There was no neighborhood, and I have no problem with it going to the electorate. But let's give the electorate a fair shake. And I don't think it's a fair shake. I therefore urge a no vote until you know what it is. And it isn't out there, knowing by the Kalamazoo wonderfully intelligent electorate to be able to say yes or no to an issue. I urge a no.
Well, Mark, can you maybe address the point that Al has brought up there a few times, that the idea of perhaps maybe there should have been more community meetings and forums, maybe there should have been different gatherings in different neighborhoods in Kalamazoo to talk about what the pros and cons are, or why this would be a good idea to enact these charter changes?
Right. Well, we had that. The panel convened by Mayor Larson took 18 months to address this. And so this is not.
But you're going back to the 90s.
I'm going
right?
back okay. into the 90s. But let me tell you, though, if you have an idea that was a good idea then, but not a good idea now, it wasn't a good idea then. because we're talking about fundamentally changing our election system. If we approve this today, I'm hoping 20 years from now, it's still going to be a good idea, and I think it will be. This is something that should have legs. So the fact that it's a couple years old is irrelevant. It's still a good idea because we're voting on an issue that may be a couple years old, an idea, concept, and dismissing that in favor of a concept that's 92 years old. And just to say because it's a couple years old, it's a little disingenuous. So give me your question again, if you will.
Well, the question is, should we, and I'll amend my question and say, should there have been some community meetings this year or late last year to explain what these proposals are, why they're necessary? Because there's going to be a lot of people voting potentially next week or this year who don't remember what happened 20 years ago, were not voters 20 years ago, or perhaps weren't even alive 20 years ago and could still vote on it.
It is a confusing issue. And we had a bit of timing issues. This is the kind of thing you have to do on and off your election. You can't attach this in the same time that you're electing city commissioners, so we have to do it on an off year. Last year, the City Commission, as I understood it, felt that the issues of legacy costs and some of the other things were of greater importance. But then two of the City Commissioners, Commissioner Hamilton and Commissioner Sinabro, decided to bring it to the agenda and for discussion.
Commissioner Miller, Barb Miller?
Barb Hamilton.
Yeah, Miller. Okay. Just so we know who we're talking about.
Yep. You know. And Commissioner Sinabro brought this up to the agenda for vote. And as the procedure for any city commission action, it must go on the agenda, is then voted on and brought forward in that way. Having the city input, we've had that. And I think we've gave plenty of the opportunities back when this was proposed over an 18-month process. So we're not just creating, again, something out of whole cloth that we're suddenly putting together and saying, surprise. This is something we've had, we've worked on, it's been before the voters, and now we're giving them the opportunity to say yes or no. I think they should vote yes.
And Al Heilman, you wanted to jump in there, I see.
Thank you very much, Gordon. I was on that commission. I was vice mayor when Barb Larson was mayor. And as it followed down the line, and I don't think it really became active again till maybe 98, I don't know. There's a long series. Obviously, it wasn't too high on the agenda to make any changes because it was working, and it is working. We have a working city commission under the city manager form of government. Two or three people that I have visited with said, you know, this really has the potential with a mayor that is directed by the commission because he has equal, does not have any more power than the other six, becomes a patronage deal. And we've had that in Detroit. I mean, Detroit had a heck of a lot of problems with patronage, and just read in the last year, 2 years. Anyways, I'd hate to see our community get into an illusion of an individual that becomes mayor to think he has more power than the rest of the commission. It should be equally divided. That's why the commission form of government. If you go back to when the commission form of government came into Kalamazoo, it was to get rid of patronage and tough Chicago, Detroit type political activity and became nonpartisan.
Gentlemen, thank you both. Al Heilman is a former Kalamazoo City Commissioner and a former Vice Mayor of Kalamazoo. Mark Fricke is the chairman of the Kalamazoo Planning Commission. The charter amendments will be on the ballot in the city of Kalamazoo November 4th. Our conversation with Al Heilman and Mark Fricke had to be edited for time. Both men made one final statement to summarize their arguments. You can find those and links to their op-ed pieces in the Kalamazoo Gazette on the proposed amendments to Kalamazoo's city charter at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.